This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr, and now it is pop quiz time. Okay, whatever state you live in, can you name your lieutenant governor? Tick, 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 tick. I'm betting you can't, because often lieutenant governor is more of an afterthought than an important office. So at a time when every state is struggling with severe budget cuts, how about saving the state some money by dumping the job? That is the position of an attorney in Rhode Island. His name is Robert Healy, and he says he's running for the office of lieutenant governor as an independent with the intention of eliminating the position altogether if he wins.
The true function of that office has been deteriorating over the years, and now it's at a point where it's a great parking spot for some political cronies, but other than that, it serves no real function in government.
And Robert Healy isn't the only one. Legislators in other states have also been considering dumping the office. Reporter Chris Friesrick writes about the issue in this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine. She joins us from our partner station, WGBH, where she's a regular contributor to this station. Chris, why does Robert Healy want to do this? Is this just about the money?
Well, for Robert Healy, I think it's just about the money, but I think there's also a more of an ethical issue of why is there this position in state government that's one and only job is to sit around and wait for the governor to die. I think that he is just sort of morally outraged that there's, as he said, there's this parking spot.
And it's
$1 million a year.
Right, exactly. But Listen, now, speaking about sitting and waiting, here in New York City, we famously had one governor who resigned in disgrace, Eliot Spitzer, and a bunch of years ago, another governor who left to be vice president, Nelson Rockefeller, who would have taken over if we didn't have lieutenant governors. Excuse me, lieutenant's governor.
Lieutenant's governor, yes. In many states, the Senate president is the designee to succeed the governor. And in a lot of other states, the Secretary of State is a designee to succeed the governor. In fact, when Janet Napolitano was named Secretary of Homeland Security, her Secretary of State, Jan Brewer, took over. And while some might argue about whether that was a good thing or a bad thing for the state of Arizona, the succession itself went off without a hitch. So there is really no reason why you actually need somebody with the title of lieutenant governor, as long as there is a strong succession plan
in place.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the role. The role of the vice president of the United States, the other famous number two job, once called by John Nance Garner, a vice president himself, a bucket of warm, well, use your imagination, VP has become a very serious job under Al Gore, under Richard Cheney, under Joe Biden. How does the lieutenant governorship get more respect?
Well, I think that one of the ways that it can get more respect is by having more statutory legal responsibility given to it by its legislature. In Massachusetts, which is what I'm writing about in this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine, our lieutenant governor literally has no statutory responsibility. His one and only job is to sit around and wait for our governor to vacate his office. He also is a sitting member of our governor's council, which is another body that has kind of been drained of much of its real responsibility. So there's a good argument to be made that maybe it's time to take a look at what additional legal responsibilities that role can be given.
Chris Friesrick, contributor to this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine, regular contributor to Greater Boston, a TV program with our partner WGBH. What do you think? Should there be lieutenants governor in our states? Tell us.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.